Welcome to a special presentation of the Comic Syndicate filler episode. Just wanted to explain a few things before this one gets started. I was at Vegas last week. I had zero time to work. I had a great, fantastic, killer time in Vegas. Just great vacation time that I don't ever get to have anymore because I'm always fucking working. This week, brand new week, I have had zero time to do anything again, of course. As I'm recording this, this is just going to be an explanation for the filler episode. So this week I've been pulling in old episodes to figure out the best filler episode to give you guys something for the week. So any new listeners that have, you know, are jumping on board for the first time, any old listeners like, oh, fuck, I remember that episode. Or even old listeners that never got to listen to these old ones is going to be cool and fun. Now, I pulled a lot of funny ones and like hopping into them like, oh fuck, that like this one was good, that one was good. This one in particular, I'm wearing this dude's hoodie literally right now, and I'm like, fuck, I should put in, you should play this one, just like, it's like the Nightwing in it one was hysterical, but I wanted to play this one for several reasons. You guys are gonna hear a lot of about Josias right now today. You're gonna hear, well, I guess even no, old Josias. You're going to hear about a story about old Josias, which is and was a terrible person. The only reason I did not want to play this one, and like I kept second doubting myself, was this particular episode that you guys are going to hear. I know for a fact, like, this is the most vulnerable I've been on the show before. And that's a lie, but like it was a gateway to different things, which is going to sound weird. So for me to play this old episode for you guys are going to learn a lot about this dude that you guys listen to on a weekly basis, and hopefully you guys enjoy and stay on board. And if you guys haven't heard it, then you guys are going to learn something about, again, some dude that's just behind a mic, and you guys, I want you guys to know there is more to me than what you guys normally hear on the show. Again, completely vulnerable, so I'm completely cool with it, though. The feedback, though, was extraordinary and phenomenal and fucked up and sad. And I don't want to say terrible, you know, or bad, because the feedback wasn't bad or terrible. It was just sad. Like, but the feedback was like galore left and right. Like, you guys, the way you guys shared stories back with me was overwhelming in the best way possible. And again, this kind of changed, the show kind of changed the, I don't want to say dynamic of what we do and what we did and what I still do now. It's just a part of how I like to share and record and talk to you guys now. So all that being said, this is an old episode, episode 188, Fell on Black Days. I hope you guys enjoy it. Listen to the whole show because it is funny here and there. But you're going to hear a side of me that I don't think a lot of people have seen before. And I'm proud of it. Like, I'm completely proud of this episode. So again, if you guys like it, cool. If you guys don't. Let me know. Always give me feedback and just let me know, guys. All right. I will catch you guys next week with a fresh episode. Till then, hope you enjoy. Listen to the whole show.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 188. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Man, the Beaner's here.
What is up? What is good? Actually, before we start off, I'm going to start off different this week.
Okay.
Got some bummer news last week, dude.
Bummer fucking news.
After we recorded, that night it happened, I did not hear about it till the next morning, Thursday morning.
Okay.
Chris Cornell passed away.
Oh yeah.
Lead singer of Soundgarden, lead singer of Temple of the Dog, lead singer of Audioslave. This one hurt me, dude.
Well, I mean, all your favorite singers are killing themselves.
Well, yeah. Yeah, dude. Scott Weiland, he passed last year and beginning of this year.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had seen him live and even interviews lately or prior to that. Scott, you can tell something was wrong with Scott. He was a wreck, and you knew it sucked for that one because you knew he was going to go soon.
Damn.
Chris Cornell had been clean for a while, and he hung himself, dude.
Yeah, I heard about that.
This one hurt me a lot because I grew up with fucking these guys.
Right.
Now, love David Bowie. I love Prince. I didn't necessarily grow up with them.
Okay.
I didn't get into music till about fucking junior high school, and I was more into rap first before rock.
Me too.
Okay. Now, so everything that happened with NWA once they broke up, and then Dre doing his stuff, you know, was great. Cube doing his stuff, dope. And then Snoop coming out, like, that was my era of barely getting into music.
Right.
Getting into Cypress Hill. Just anyways, so the first rock bands that did it for me were the grunge bands, I guess.
Offspring.
They weren't grunge yet, but it was Offspring. You got me on Offspring. Soundgarden, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
Layne Staley, loved him, dude. Again, didn't grow up with them. Led Zeppelin, I love. Robert Plant, dude. His voice, if you can say it's like anything, it was like a banshee's wail. If I can describe Layne Staley's voice, he just had this killer growl to it. Chris Cornell fucking sang like a fucking angel, dude. Talented cat. this is all premising up to something. Now, I grew up with these guys, and something happened to me 10 years ago where I was in a really dark fucking place. I was in a really bad place, and all of these bands, and Nirvana came from that era too, and I didn't pull towards Nirvana, great band. The most underrated band of that era was, and still in my opinion, Alice in Chains.
Okay.
And they smoked Nirvana, lyrically and musically, not to take anything away from Nirvana. So Kurt Pass killed himself when I was in junior high.
Yes.
So, Chris Cornell, I mean, we still have Eddie Vedder, lead singer of Pearl Jam, but he's the last of what I had, man.
In childhood?
Yeah.
Well, so teenager.
Teenager, exactly, right. Dude. So, to mold me with music and this dark thing that happened to me 10 years ago, the girlfriend I was with at the time, we were going to have a kid,
mm-hmm.
and we lost our kid. The girlfriend at the time was younger than me, and we were in love, and this was something that it was I didn't know how to go about things
after
that happened. I didn't know how to talk to her. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to talk to people. I was upset, I was sad, I was heartbroken, everything I was feeling. And it was a rift in our relationship that never got mended. Now, during that time 10 years ago, once it happened, I hit the bottle very fucking hard. I hit the beer very hard. I hit the pot very hard. Never heavy drugs.
Okay.
But I was coping by taking away the pain by, you know, fucking myself up, and it made me just a terrible fucking person, a terrible friend. I was a jerk to a lot of people, and you know, my family, I'm pretty sure I hurt, and just a lot of people around me hurt. I really deep submersed myself into Alice in Chains, Unplugged, Facelift, Dirt, fucking Soundgarden again, Fell on Black Days, Black Hole Sun, Fell on Black Days again. Things that it was a lot of depressing music. I searched out Mad Season, more depressing stuff. The soundtrack of that era, that year probably plus, was nothing but dark, depressing music. And the more I listened to it, it did make me feel better, dude. So that he gave me something, like, I got out of this depression because of music.
Music, okay.
And these bands gave me kind of like, okay, I'm 26 years old about. This happened about 10 years ago. I'm 36 now. At 26 years old, I did not know how to talk to people. I did not know how to pull my friends aside. I didn't know how to reach out to people. And looking back now, it was fucking dumb. I should have fucking cried about it, which I did alone. I should have reached out more. And I just felt like you guys are my ages, and there was nothing you guys could have told me to make me feel better. You know,
right.
My parents, there's nothing anyone could have fucking done to make me feel better. So I was getting fucked up all the time. I was getting in bar fights galore. I was getting in fights with everyone galore, just so I can feel some different type of pain than this emotional pain I was going through. And again, the only thing that made me feel better was music and these guys.
Okay.
So,
it's fucked up, bro.
The fact that, yeah, man, I now that I'm older, shit, you could not shut me up now. Like, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I know if something's bothering someone, I know better than, you know, to just ignore it. I have to talk to people and ask them about things, because you never know what someone's going through.
Right.
So, I'm a lot better person now. I still drink, yeah, but do I get that fucked? I used to fucking take Ambien, fucking sleeping pills, and fucking drink, and it was just a lot of bad, dude.
Damn.
So, again, that dark place that I did not know how to cope with. I did not know how to talk to people. I don't want people to feel like that. I don't want people to feel alone. And anyone that's listening to this... it's a bummer note, yes, to start off with. And we've gotten before. You guys have got me through my day. You guys have made me feel better. We are going to do that still, hopefully. But this is something that really hit me hard, dude. Like, I was choked up before work on Thursday, and I'm like, fuck, please tell me he did not do that. Tell me it's a false report. Tell me something's wrong. And... yeah, man. So if there's a few artists, musical artists out there that are going to hurt me, he was definitely one of them. And it sucks because I have beautiful, because that morning, one of my ex-girlfriends reached out to me, and I know he meant a lot to you. A lot of my personal close friends know, like, fucking, I love these guys, so that my friends were reaching out to me big time, like, I'm so sorry, and people would send me random clips here and there, and it hurt more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that was a good idea,
but
to send you bits of songs that remind you of the
You guy. Know, but I'm still, like, I have not listened to him. Like, I listen to music every day.
Right.
Every day. And I have not gone back into the catalog since it happened, and that people are sending me these things. It hurt more. But again, like, that people know me and care, and, like, know, like, fuck, this is someone Josiah's loved. You know, and I totally appreciated it by day two. I mean, that first day was like, fuck, another one. I like, guys, just leave me alone. It was like my best, my girlfriend, a girl of my dreams left me, kind of.
Right.
That's the best way I can put it. So I'm going to miss him. I already miss him, and I'm sad, and I don't want to go into his catalog too much, dude. But he had a fucking excellent voice, dude. Again, he sounded like a fucking angel, and I loved it. And it was just strong, it's powerful, and I don't know, just made me feel good, dude. Dark, depressing music.
Hold on, we can actually put this on so they can hear it a lot better. Just go ahead and plug it in. Should come up.
She says I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She said her name was Billie Jean. She caused the scene. Every head turned with eyes that dream being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Nights, the law was on her side. Who could stand when she's in demand? Her scheme, her plan. 'Cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. Told my baby that we danced till three.
So guys, if any of you guys, no matter how old, how young you are, I don't know how young or how old our audience is, but if you guys need to fucking talk, if you guys, I didn't know how to talk to someone at 26 years old. I was a young fucking stupid kid. Now I'm just an old stupid man.
That's fucked up.
But I did not know how to talk. Now you can't shut me up. I wear my emotion on my sleeve, and you can't shut me up now. And if you guys need advice, I'm the straightest shooter you guys are ever going to meet. If you guys need to get your feelings hurt because no one else is going to tell you how it is, that's me. I talk to everyone, custodial workers, janitors at both jobs. Like, I talk to everyone. I give everyone that respect. You know, you don't know each other's stories. And everyone has a story, dude.
Yes, they do. And Joe is usually the guy that always does. He does talk to everybody. If you have any problems, he'll notice it and he'll say, you know, you okay? How you feeling? And, you know, it's good to have people just to listen. And nobody wants to talk to the guy that thinks he knows every fucking thing and a thousand, you know, answers. And the best thing some people need are just to just to be there to listen and be there to vent to.
Yeah, definitely. And even in saying that, dude, not just be there, but guys, we all need someone to talk to sometimes. So it needs to come down to us as people too, like reaching out to someone that we care about. You know, like there's only like a handful of people I've ever told that story to.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so I had to share and just be good to fucking each other, guys. And someone's always going through something. So,
and if you're getting to that point where the gentleman that from Soundgarden, I forgot, I don't know,
Chris,
yeah. I don't know the band.
No, it's
fine. You know, if you guys are getting to that point, there's numbers you guys can call and friends you can talk to, or yeah, family or something before you get to that
point.
To that point where you just want to end it. There's numbers and shit like that you can find, but no one should really have to sit in the dark like that.
Yeah,
and
dude,
get to that point.
In that point, I was writing galore and just listening to Bad Stuff, and it's writing that I've kept locked away in for the longest time, and every few years I'll bust it out just to read it. Every time I read my notebook with my wood writing, two things I always tell myself is, holy fuck, this guy can write.
Mm-hmm.
The main one that always hits me really bad is like, holy fuck, this guy had a lot of fucking pain in him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was them getting me through things. So I was able to get out of it by myself. People shouldn't have to be getting through things by themselves. But it gave me a new lease, and like I just turned it around eventually and got through it, guys. So that's how's that for what the fuck news?
Oh man, it's something a little different from Comic Syndicate, but we are here for you, bro. And
I appreciate it, man. Thank you to everyone that did reach out. And so that's what they meant to me, dude. And I still love Alice and I love Mad Season. And that soundtrack, though, guys, that depressing soundtrack that I built for myself. If you guys want it, it's good. But like now I can listen to that. And every time I listen to it, like people listen to happy music when they're depressed and they want to get out of their funk. Me, I always, no matter if I'm happy, if I'm sad, it makes me happy, because every time I listen to something sad that I used to listen to all the time when I was in this place, now it would always make me smile, like, wow, I was in a bad place, and it makes me feel good. It makes me happy because it's like I'm not there anymore. So, I know girlfriends used to get mad at me. All you do is listen to depressing shit. Oh, well, fucking, it makes me feel good, but it's depressing. How does it make you feel good? I get it. But anyways, guys, all right, Adam, thanks for that one. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Yeah, man.
All right, episode 88, we hashtag titled Burning O.
Oh.
We hit Twitter love shoutouts, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What the fuck news? A crazy new street drug called Flocka is taking over Florida.
That's a zombie drug?
Yeah, it's a zombie drug where you bite people's faces off and samurai swords. Sex facts. 5 people dish on faking the big O. Ooh, that's
O
right.
Face.
That's right, dude. I have stories about faking it, guys.
Oh.
That actually work. Comic news. We hit Daredevil Netflix talk. That's awesome.
Nice.
Star Wars current continuity. We hit WonderCon leaving Anaheim. We spoke about that. We had comic reviews, All New Hawkeye number 2, Descender number 2, The Valiant number 1, Nightwing Oracle Convergence number 1. All right, man. Tell me about your weekend, dude, and then we'll go into some shout-outs. Or do you want me to do shout-outs now?
Weekend was rough. It was a we had a track meet finally, and leading up to it was a lot of work, and it was so fucking hot, and
yeah, it was crazy fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, the Saturday, the hottest, I had the little ones, so we had one first grade through fourth grade, and getting them to the staging area so that they can get ready to run, and then...
Where's my trophy? I don't see my trophy.
We got one kid that took fifth in the 100 finals. He pulled his hamstring going the first primary 100. He was hurting, and I go, you want to do this, or what do you want to do? His dad told him to do it.
Oh, well,
yeah. He did it anyway. He wanted to do it, but he didn't do the 200 after that. He goes, the dad's all like, nah, I'm going to take him out. I go, dude, you do whatever you need to do. It's cool with me.
Yeah, definitely.
And we had one girl, second grader. She would have took first, but she cut off. She was in the fourth lane, and she ended up in the first lane. Yeah, at the very end, she cut off
20 people.
Three kids. And it was all camera-based, so they didn't have the timer. They had timers, but the camera timed you, so... They looked at her lane, took a picture, but she wasn't in her lane because she cut off people, so she didn't get any time off of that. Okay. So, other than that, it was just really hot. The kids did well. Everyone, the bigger kids came the next day, which was a lot easier yesterday.
Okay.
And we finished up really quick yesterday, like really fast.
Did Sergio make it out?
Fuck. Nah, he didn't make it out. It's cool, man. The guy's busy as fuck.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
but
he is,
next year is going to be better. We're gonna have more volunteers, more helpers, and make a stand, like a, you know,
booster club shit.
Get shirts and shit like that. But it was good. It was really good and just really hot. Glad it's over, and that's it, man.
Well, big props to you.
Fuck my life.
You got a nice tan.
Dude, I was burnt, bro.
I can
like,
see your sunglass fucking... you look like a raccoon.
It was so fucking
hot.
Dude.
Saturday, there was no breeze. Yesterday was a gorgeous day. At least there was a breeze.
And then, you know, we could bring our canopies. So everybody had their canopies hooked up.
But Team Garza?
Team Garza was burning. We took some over somebody's. We just kind of like merged into sitting there. So it was good, man. And just really hot. But the kids had fun, and that's all like that matters.
Awesome, dude. Well, that's good, man. I did not do anything exciting, man. I guess we can hit Twitter love shoutouts. You got anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. I normally prep, guys. I normally have articles. I was seriously shit busy last week. We recorded Wednesday last week. Got home. That takes up time. So Thursday I worked, I think. Friday I had off. I did the escape room challenge with my coworkers at the office Friday night.
They just escaped yesterday.
It was dope, dude. It was $30 per person. There was six people, and they put us in a room, and it was a CSI one. So we had to solve this murder, quote-unquote, and there were padlocks on, like, four different boxes, and we had to solve puzzles to get each one out. Arjun and I went to a certain puzzle, and as soon as, you know, they played the video, they only give you an hour time limit. RG and I fucking found a riddle, and we're like, okay, let's fucking rock this out. We got this. And we're able, we finally solve ours. But as we solve our puzzle, get our padlock opened, the other groups, fucking the other people, grouped up as well. And everyone was kind of like, you know, assessing the situation and trying to figure out theirs. It was cool. We had to unlock homegirl that died. Her password for her laptop, that one was interesting. Ours was had to do with makeup and like putting it in the right sequential order. And then it was cool. We were counting down. Like, it's like, fuck, we think the last thing we need to do is open up her laptop. Here you go, dude. Is get her laptop going. And we were able to do that with 10 minutes to spare. And we all got excited, like, fuck yeah, we solved this fucking bitch. And
nice.
They show a video of the guy, last guy that was in there, the guy that killed her, quote unquote. And he did something on the wall with a teddy bear. So we did the exact same thing, and then the fucking wall opens up.
Oh, cool.
There was a second fucking room with 10 minutes to solve that.
Jesus.
One. It was dope. It was elaborate. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I want to do more. I really want to do
more. Nice, dude.
So it was fun. It was cool, dude. And that was Friday, Saturday, errands in the morning. Saturday night closed, saw fucking Alien Covenant.
How's that, dude?
Honestly, if you're an Aliens fan, if you're a fan of the story, it's a good movie. Did you see Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal? That one was way better, in my opinion. Honestly, it's not a great movie, dude. It bridges the gap between the movies, Prometheus, and even the Aliens movies. So it was good. I'm glad I had a favor. I even wouldn't really recommend it. Life was way better, in my opinion. People are like, but it's a cheap ripoff of Aliens. Yeah, and it did a lot better than this Aliens Covenant. Like, it was a better movie, in my opinion. I'm a big movie guy. Anyways, that's my opinion. And then yesterday, I had off, dude.
Nice, bro.
My sister hit me up. Hey, brother, I miss you. She came over. She's like, swing on by my new house.
Swing by her new house?
She got a new house. So her and her husband got a new house. A town home recently. So Leah Beth went over to help him out. Or go over. She's like, I have some beers. You can chill, watch some TV. I'm just going to take care of a few things.
You take care of the kids?
Went over. No, they don't have
kids. Oh, they have kids. Okay.
And
fucking moved all their stuff in?
Yeah, I was working. I was working, dude.
The beer is... This is an escape room. You got to move everything to find a beer.
It was... They were moving into it, so the garage was... It's a nice garage, but there was a fucking mess. Like a spider web, cobwebs jumping up on ladders.
In the new house.
Yeah. Sucking up in like full cleaning garage. And
oh my God.
So I was
fucking hot too, bro.
I was working, homie. And you know me, dude, even on my downtime.
See, I don't even answer my call when my parents call or family. Yeah. Because they want something.
Same, dude.
It's like...
So my weekend was non-existent, dude.
That sucks, man. Yeah, well, it sounds like my weekend just burning up.
Well, fucking A, dude. We're up to a lot of shit, right? All right, dude. So now shout outs to everyone real quick, dude. Instagram messages. We're going to hit Daniel Gutierrez 316. He said, just heard the podcast. Thanks for the shout out. I mentioned that I felt bad that we mentioned some quote unquote possible spoilers for Star Wars. He said, don't feel bad. There are tons of rumors. Finn could be Lando Calrissian's son, which we didn't mention. He said Rey could be a djinn. And the timeline of her to be Obi-Wan's daughter is way off. So, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn and Lupe like the new edition of our third co-host now.
The bell. He's fucking funnier than us. Fuck.
Several people did work with my buddy at the second job, Christian, on Saturday night, and he had listened to the podcast before, and he waits for everyone to leave, and we're working together. It's just he and I, and he goes, Tag me in the last post for your podcast. Because I normally give the tags to people that I talk about.
Right.
So, and I'm like, my bad, dude. So he told me him and his boy want to start their own podcast too. And sports-based. I'm like, dude, fucking do it. It's fun. if it's therapeutic, dude. I mean, listen to the first fucking 25 minutes of the show. It's therapeutic, dude. It makes you feel good. And do it for yourselves more than anything, dude. And then yesterday I went to Freedom Vapes, our vape shop.
Oh, yes. And it's on Euclid and Orange Throat.
Thorpe.
Thorpe. Yes. Good store.
It's a dope store. Everyone's dope as fuck in there. And I believe Mike, the dude. Okay, it's called Freedom Vapes. And everyone they hire is military or in the reserve. And that's not the clientele. Those are the workers there.
Yes.
The employees. And it was cool because I think his name is Mike. I feel really bad because you said Jose listens.
Yeah, he's the cowboy.
Now, way cool because... you know, I always shoot the shit with these guys, and they're always cool, down to earth. I love this spot so much. And out of the blue, he's like, hey, dude, Jose and I were talking to Adam the other day.
Oh.
We want to start our own podcast. Go for it,
Chad. Yeah, well, I went in there Thursday night to pick up some juice, and they're like, oh, shit, we're just talking about you. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck that guy. That fat piece of shit. And they're like, no, man, we're thinking about doing our own podcast. I'm like, that's cool, man. Just fucking... Just rock it out, man. All you need is a mic and a fucking laptop to start off.
I told him to use Audacity.
Audacity, this all, you know, just play with it, man. And then see if I'm hoping they follow through and just talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about, dude.
It would be dope, dude. And I'm like, dude, pick my brain. You guys are more than welcome. Like, just, you know, I want to listen to this podcast. So Freedom Vape employees, nothing but fucking, again, military cats. And Jose apparently was supposed to work that weekend, and he wasn't there because, and it's cool. I forget homeboy's name. Yes, the cowboy.
Cowboy fan.
Yeah. And, Jose, that's the Jose. And he was doing his fucking gas chamber fucking training.
Oh, okay.
That weekend.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, okay, alone, you guys are fucking military cats, I guess. One's a Marine, one's Army.
Yeah, so that was told them that should be their name of their fucking...
Exactly.
A Navy and Army man.
Yeah. And something simple like that, I'm like, dude, and people would listen to that.
Wasn't Marines.
One or the other.
God damn it.
So anyways, if they jump on and do it, dude, it's a story I would like to hear. Like, two guys, one guy that's out of the military now, and the other that is in the reserve now.
Yes.
And it's interesting stories they could fucking tell each other.
You know, I would like to listen. I would even like to jump in on maybe one of their...
I would love to do... And again, dude...
One of their sessions just to talk shit and cool cats.
Same thing with Christian, dude. If they're going to talk about sports, like, we love doing this. And again, it is therapeutic. So more people should. It's fun to do.
Yes.
And the bell is, again, way more funnier than we are.
Everyone's laughing. I love that fucking ringer. He's fucking cool. Fuck those two faggots.
Add two more bells and take off the two hoes. Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's pretty much
it. Well, then who's going to ring them, guys?
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
we got jobs to do.
Shit. So that's all I got, dude. I'm going to talk about the O2OC. Their second episode came out this morning, so they've given us some shout-outs, which is cool, dude. Bearded Underachievers, Critical Thinking. Those are podcasts that we like.
Miguel Garza, what's up, buddy?
Dude. So that's all I got for Twitter love, shout-outs, and what the fuck news, dude. That's time for that, right? Commercials.
Commercials. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You find two banners, one orange, one black. The orange is Amazon. And if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, we get a little piece. If you click on there, bookmark it so you don't forget. And if you're going to buy something, buy it. And then we just get a little piece. It helps us out with our mics and all that good jazz. And the black one says Amazon Prime. That's another thing we get a little piece of. If you sign up for that, it'd be good. You get a free month, get free books, music, all that good stuff. Hit us up.
Thank you to everyone that has jumped on. We totally appreciate it. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic, Podbean, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Just type in The Comic Syndicate. Go to thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. That's where we're at. And we appreciate everything, guys. Huge shout out to my boy Adam. Like, he's been there for me, and I always never have a problem now in my life telling even my friends, like, I fucking love you. I miss you.
Yeah, I love you guys.
You know, I appreciate it, and it makes me fucking feel good to do this, man. So,
cool beans.
All right, man. We'll be right back with a
comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on the Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic talk.
Okay, we're back, and we are with some comics that I did not fucking read today because I was sweating fat off. I lost no pounds this weekend.
I think I lost a few pounds yesterday. Honestly, dude, I was working so much, I only read one fucking comic.
One comic. Oh, there's a funny story. It was so on Saturday. So the way they had at the snack bar, which was the most exciting thing that I was looking forward to, they gave you... Instead of giving you the hot dogs, they give you the bun in the foil, and then you go, you make a right, and then they give you the hot dog. So I'm fucking...
This sounds like a long process for a hot dog.
I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I'm going to go to my car, turn the air conditioner on, okay. And just fucking and vape. I can't vape. I can't
there
vape
in front of the kids,
so I have to go hide. And I get there...
You look like King Kuba in your fucking Prius.
Some pervert with glasses on and hotboxing it, and then I get my ice water, and my vape is just sweating, so it's just dripped everywhere, right? So I'm already pissed off. I go, you know what? I got my hot dogs. So I take one out, and I'm like, man, this motherfucker's light. Like, this hot dog is, like, light. So I take it out, and it's just fucking bread. I forgot.
Oh my god!
I forgot to get the dick, the hot dog, the beef.
Yeah,
I forgot to get the beef.
Oh man, but you love and it's the beef. It's you're all about
I'm
beef.
All. I don't know. I just had the bun, and I was like? Stuck with a bun, and I was like, I can go back.
You just ate a sad hot dog.
I can go back.
You ate a sad hot dog.
Well, I said, you know what? I won't eat it. I'll just wait until I'm gonna have to eventually go back because it's lunchtime.
Okay.
So I'll go back and I'll get a hot dog later and. The bread was stale, so I just tossed the bread and ate the hot dog towards the end of the track meet. I was so pissed, dude. I was like, fuck my life.
You got
but I got hot dogs. Yes. Bun. Bun. No beef. No hot dog. And I cried a little bit. Put on some 3-day grace.
Idiot.
And fucking cried and vaped myself.
I hate everything about you. Yeah, dude, yeah.
Anyways, I thought that was funny.
No, that's a good one, man. Because I have nothing. So if we're prepared normally, this is us completely off the cuff winging it.
Yes, that's our specialty.
Yeah, and you know what, dude? The flow's been good so far, minus you vaping right in front of the mic.
You
can turn your head.
Could turn my head, but yeah, I could.
Okay, so, all right, first one we're going to hit is Resident Evil Targets, a franchise reboot.
No.
Already, dude. The last movie just dropped, like, last month, 2 months ago, right?
Those movies do horrible.
They're bad movies. I love Mila Jovovich, but they suck. They all suck.
My girl loves watching those movies, and okay, I'm just going to do nothing.
Okay. Next one we're going to hit, sorry, guys, Universal's monster movies titled Dark Universe. Now, these are the ones we were talking about last week about
Tom Cruise, the
Universal
Mummy.
Movies. Yep. And this one, dude, actors Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, and Russell Crowe will be at the center of the Universal's Dark Universe series of monster films. Along with the naming of the monster's cinematic universe comes a group photo with the actors, which came out today. And apparently, Javier Bardem is going to be Frankenstein, which is interesting.
What's he playing?
Oh, he's going to be Frankenstein's monster. He's actually going to be the monster.
Who's this guy?
Javier Bardem. No Country for Old Men? A friend, no.
The actual bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
he does kind of look like fucking Frankenstein.
The doctor was Frankenstein. Oh, they called the monster. Yeah. So, and not to get technical, I know what you mean. Next one's going to be Supernatural Plan Scooby-Doo Animated Crossover?
The show? Man, that's like 12 seasons. They're like, I'm
250
behind.
Episodes, dude. I don't watch.
Actually pretty good. And I just don't have the time to watch them. But I watched, I think, 10 seasons of it.
Which is the whole season, just about?
No, I think they're like 12 or something. Or they're like, I'm down 2 seasons for sure. for sure. But it's a really good show. I don't think those guys will act anything else after this. Like, that's it. The career's over.
Okay, here's the fucking... I'll save the best one for last, dude. Wonder Woman early reactions liken it to The Dark Knight. So people are liking it like fuck. The Dark Knight was good. That's when.
Okay. I was like, oh no, not the fucking
Superman. And you know what? Honestly, The Dark Knight, the movie was great because honestly, they could have put himself in the movie by himself. Heath Ledger as Joker.
Yeah, that was good.
Was movie. Just.
It's so I don't I feel bad for anybody that's gonna be trying to play Joker.
Yeah. Next one's gonna be came out today, dude. Zack Snyder steps away from Justice League trailer.
Thank God.
Or from Justice League following family tragedy.
Well, at least something came good out of it. Oh
yeah, I know. I think we just spoke about. Okay, so goodies off of it.
Sad.
Feel bad for the dude.
You know, but, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah,
I
mean, agreed.
It had to take someone to die.
Okay, Dick.
Okay, never mind. Dick. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm going to cry again, man.
God damn it.
I'm going to leave myself vulnerable for 2 minutes and fucking you walk away fucking like. Last one that is interesting. Tom Hardy to star in Sony's Venom film.
Do I like Tom Hardy?
I like Tom Hardy a lot. He was great as fucking Bane.
His standalone TV show. Taboo.
Oh, you mentioned that before. Go ahead. Still watching it.
The season's over, but like, wow. If you like Tom Hardy and you like dark.
I do like dark.
Dark cinematics, TV shows, this is really good. Tom Hardy at his fucking best, dude. Like, a bad motherfucker, but not just stupid bad, but like, very smart. He has a plan.
Okay.
And everything he does in this show. It does it for a reason.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, shit.
Okay.
Wow. So
You fucking hyped that up so good when you reviewed it, and I want to watch it.
It's like a BBC movie, a TV show.
You mentioned that, yeah.
So find it, watch it. You won't be
disappointed.
It's really good.
Very cool, man. All right, dude. Fuck it.
We got one comic. I didn't read because I was watching kids run.
It's okay.
For their lives.
It's okay. Okay, so that is pretty much comic news.
So we could talk about...
we're going to take our time. Go for it.
We have anything the fucking want. Movie. We saw Guardians. We never talked about it. It's been 2 weeks.
People have seen it now.
If you haven't seen it, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay, go for it. Give me one paragraph on what you felt about it.
I thought this was better than the first movie. Watching this movie, I felt that this was a team better than the Avengers.
I agree with that 100%.
The way they're I don't know
dynamic.
There's like one scene in the movie where they're leaving Raccoon with the chick.
Yeah,
and he's Raccoon's like spraying that shit down.
Yeah,
and he's like you're fucking out. Do you want people to fucking hate you?
And
the way they walk off. It's in that slow motion with Star-Lord and Drax and Gamora. It just felt like...
Family.
It felt...
Like, that's the best way to put it. Like, not just a team, but like...
Family.
Yeah.
Avengers, you don't have family.
No. They're kind of forced to work together because you can do this and I can do that and we can do this together. And Guardians, again, like you said, is family?
It's family. It's
And the whole movie, I loved it because... Yondu.
Yeah.
That guy carried the fucking movie.
Even though you couldn't really understand what the fuck he was saying sometimes, the way he talks.
The breakout scene with Groot.
That was hilarious.
Was fucking dope and hilarious. Yeah. And once they broke out, like, Yondu this movie, wow.
Yeah.
And the ending, even for those people that didn't see it, we still won't go through spoilers. But okay. The people that dude, Yondu is the man in this fucking movie.
Yeah, you really felt for him.
Is there anything you did not like about it?
I
want to say I loved it, but that's why I want to pull this from you so I can go through mine, and I'll give you a second.
His dad wasn't really Mojo, was it?
In the comic books, no. His dad was Jason.
Yes.
Jason.
So I was like...
From Spartax.
I don't remember his dad being a fucking planet.
And it wasn't Ego the Living Planet.
Ego, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Not an external. It's a, he's a celestial, which are these giant, sentient beings. Giant fucking. Anyways, it was cool that they introduced celestials because nowhere is the head of a dead celestial. Like, that planet is the head of a dead celestial. So when Thanos Infinity War comes out, like, it would make sense, like, once he gets the gems together, as opposed to kill off these characters we love already, to see him rip apart Celestials with ease, because that's what he fucking did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Thanos with this gauntlet is a madman. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, it's good, though, because they introduced somebody that will give Thanos, well, in the comic books, is the man to
that
take
stops
it.
Him.
To take it.
But with help.
A lot of help. But he does eventually take it from him.
Yeah. So, okay, now I'm really hoping now, we just mentioned comic news, Venom's film is still under Sony. I don't think they have the same deal with Venom that they do with Spider-Man.
I heard Spider-Man's not going to do well.
I don't know.
I heard, like you said, the trailer's the whole fucking movie.
Kind of, but then, okay, still Guardians of the Galaxy. I did not like, I love James Gunn. I love his movies. His writing is great. But I felt a lot of the jokes were too force-fed to me.
In the second volume?
Yeah, like, the jokes were, like, too, like...
God, Drax was hilarious.
Okay, he was dope, dude.
His jokes were fucking...
And they weren't jokes, dude. It was, in a sense, the best... Okay, it wasn't Drax I had a problem with. It was not fucking David Bautista fucking him acting. It was a lot of the jokes, like, it felt forced.
Like raccoons jokes?
Everyone scattered around the whole fucking movie. Where it's like, dude, that wasn't necessary, like... It would have made the emotional moments more emotional, in my opinion.
Okay.
I liked the movie a lot. Yondu was what made the movie for me. Mm-hmm. Like, that was beautiful to see.
It was good. I liked Drax in this movie a lot.
Yeah.
He was just... you have to have... This is not just for adults. This is a...
Oh,
this is for kids, and that's why the jokes are in there. That's why you have Baby Garouk. And so it couldn't be too serious...
Which it was,
but it was. They needed
again,
those jokes.
The jokes with Drax was like a simple, subtle way of telling people, like, we can be different, and I can still find you attractive.
Right.
You can be missing a leg, and people would look at you odd. But I want to tell you, dude, you're missing a fucking leg. Okay, that would be me now. Like the way he would says shit, it's like you're missing a leg, makes you look funny.
Yeah.
Makes you walk funny. Oh wait, you can't walk. But you're hot. Like, right. That was essentially what it was. Like, you can be different and you can still be attractive.
What about the romance between Star-Lord and Gamora? Was that...
No, I think it was better that they went the route with Nebula and the sister aspect. The sister dynamic, I guess. Because, I mean...
Well, they did mention Thanos' name a couple times just to refresh people's minds.
Even that... Yeah, true. But even the whole... sisters hating each other, like why Nebula hates fucking her sister, was dope. It was a beautiful story, and I like damaged. I'm fucking damaged, yeah, too. So, you know, like that, I hate you for this reason. Look at me now, like, and for shit to still happen was beautiful to see. So the family aspect, the family dynamic, I fucking loved. It was good. It's worth watching, dude.
It is worth watching.
So that's all I got for that. Anything else?
No, just a really good movie. Looking forward to Pirates this coming Friday. I know you're not a pirate.
I love Johnny Depp.
I do too.
That's about it.
We need something to. Me and Margo need to go watch a movie and date night shit.
Yeah,
so that's true. That's a good movie to watch. We might have to watch all the other movies just to get a fucking refresh as to what's going on.
Okay, man. Do you want to talk about comic talk real quick? Comic news? Oh, comic reviews?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
All right, man. I have plenty of time to do that. I'm going to kill it quick, and we're going to call it a night, man.
Sweet.
And it gives us some time to just chit-chat, I guess, real quick.
Yeah.
I'll probably need a few minutes at the end, and I'll let you know, like, give me, like, 4 minutes. Last week, I brought over the topic, the Twitter poll, how long do you like your podcast to be?
Oh, yeah.
And every time I screenshot fucking Stitcher, because that's what I use to listen to podcasts, I don't listen to fucking us. I just don't like the way I fucking... I can't listen to us. It sounds conceited. Like, well, I'm listening to myself right now. And this episode, I want to erase this episode because of how vulnerable I made myself to be today. But we hit 1 hour on the dot last week.
We did.
On the dot.
That was pretty good.
That was fucking smooth for not... So we can rock out and we know our time, so we're fucking good. Do we have any questions?
We do not have anything.
Okay. Good. No worries. Then I will hit my review, dude. This one I read today. Fuck me. Nightwing number 22. I will say, is called Split Second. This is a filler episode issue. Michael McMillian is the writer for this one. So new artist, new writer for this one.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a filler issue. So one-off. It's really cool, though. So Michael McMillian is the writer. Christian Deuce is the artist. And Chris Sotomayor is the inker. It starts off with Nightwing out on the job one night where he saves a woman that's about to get robbed. He hears a scream. And it's really cool because once he's stopped this guy, subdued the dude, just smokes the guy. It's Nightwing. Homegirl pulls out a gun. And I don't need your help. I'm going to end him right now. And he tries to talk her down like, you really don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. Batman and Nightwing are very strong on no killing. So she was like, no, he should have never tried to attack me. So she shoots. Now, all you see on the page is blam. And Nightwing fucking jumps in the middle. Or tries to jump. Tries to take the bullet again because of his beliefs, his ideals. And it sucks because his inner monologue goes off like, fuck me. He says, I know as soon as I leap that I won't make it. But again, he'd rather take the bullet. So even though there's this moment of dread, you know, it's like, fuck, Nightwing's going to take a bullet right now. That sounds like it's something he would do. And then we get a panel of the bullet being stopped. And it's from his best friend, Wally West.
And it's
really
cool.
So the Flash.
Nice.
It was really cool. So once that happens, dude, it was cool to see them afterwards on top of a building and they're just talking. And to get the guy moment, dude, the friendship. Like, so you and I shooting the shit, and
I would not be the Flash. I'm not fast at all. You would be Nightwing, and I would be Cheeseburger Guy.
The Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Adam, let's stop some crap.
Hamburglar. Hamburglar. Hamburgers. Anyways.
Okay, so it was just dope to see the friendship aspect and them even telling them, I miss you, dude.
Right.
And it's cool because after Wally-to's fucking dick this, Richard Dick Grayson this, he's like, I just miss you, man. Like, I've been back, you know, only for a brief time and I miss hanging out. He's like, out of all the friends I have, he's like, you're the best one I have. And they're both suited up, and Nightwing says, you know what, fuck it. Let's get out of these fucking clothes and actually let's fucking call out of work tonight, meaning the job.
Nice.
And let's just go fucking hang out and chill.
While people die.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much essentially what happens.
Oh, shit.
No. Well, not yet. Well, okay. Not necessarily. Oh, so very cool. So they go out, and they have a guy's night out, dude. They go to a fucking bar, and they're both studs. They keep getting flirted on with a bunch of fucking chicks.
Nice.
So it's cool to see them out and about, and then they go to a movie. They catch a movie, and they start talking to the movie once they walk out of the theater. Once they walk out of the theater, like, you can see the people around them, fuck, my wallet's missing. Where's my purse? Like, everyone around them is, like, missing shit. And Nightwing, or actually, no, he's not wearing his costume, so Richard Dick says, fuck, my watch is missing. Fuck. Bruce gave that to me on my 18th birthday. It's like, what the fuck? And then even Wally's like, oh, shit, my fucking wallet's missing, too. He's like, during the movie, I sensed something, some synapses, and he starts using the speed force to find that synapses.
Okay.
Or synapse, I guess, is the best way to put it. They're able to track down, like, where it came from. He's like, no, like, I can do this. So they suit up. They go back to fucking work. Like, nope, fucking let's figure out what the fuck happened. They finally catch up to Homeboy. And the guy that is behind this is a regular human, but he has access to this alien technology now that the guys are, like, they figure out, like, shit, this is alien tech. How the fuck did this dude get it? The whole teamwork aspect between these two guys is fucking dope to see. And it's funny, and it was a fun read. It was a one-off, but fuck me, it was fun.
How was the art on it?
It was dope. Now, I think it was. This is one of those issues where it's like, let's see how this team works together to
write. Was it better than the original artist for Nightwing?
I liked it a lot. I would.
Would you want these guys to continue writing Nightwing, or the people right now writing Nightwing?
I like Tim Seeley writing Nightwing.
Okay.
Especially Tom King was writing Nightwing before.
Was he?
Spiral Agent 37. Okay. Yeah. And Tom King was, ex-CIA.
Yes.
It's the best way to have a CIA, which he went deep undercover for Spiral, Dick Grayson. So it was cool. I really enjoyed this team. And this story, one-off, was great. They finally catch up to the dude. And so what he's able to do is he has this tech. He presses a button, and he can stop time, which allows him just to walk along. So once they come across him, Nightwing starts trying to fucking attack him, and he owns fucking Nightwing.
Stops time,
like,
punches him.
Yeah, and you don't see it because the pages are like Nightwing swinging and missing, and then him just getting fucking counterattacked. Flash is like, oh, motherfucker, gonna mess with my boy. But again, because he's able to pause time, he's even able to rock the fucking Flash.
I put my cheeseburger down and start rocking this guy.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. Very cool now, because he fucks up both of them by himself. And so Nightwing's down. He fucks up the Flash. And they're by this train station. So he puts the Flash in a certain position where it's like, I'm just waiting for the next train, dude. Like, you're fucking done. Nightwing is able to swing around to get on top of this border. And it's really cool to see fucking this part of it, dude. And Nightwing's like, fuck, my boy is going. Like, and even the dude says, the villain, his name is Time Bomb, is like, I'm just waiting for the train. You see it? It's coming. Like, you're fucking gone. And Dick's trying to assess the situation. And Nightwing is assessing the situation. And he's like, fuck, if I jump in, I can probably nudge my boy out. And then his inner monologue goes off. He's like, quit overthinking it, Dick. There's no time. Time to return the favor. And then as he jumps, asshole, thanks for a wild night out, buddy.
Oh, wow.
He's like, thanks for being my friend. So Nightwing pushes him out. So once he gets pushed out, now fucking Nightwing's fucking stuck in this fucking bubble. And it's the Flash. I mean, Flash, he can move, you know, fucking so quickly. He pulls out fucking Nightwing. He's like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Right,
you
know, right.
And it was just cool to see, like, hey, man, you took a bullet for me earlier.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful. It was a great story, dude.
Wow, I would have to read that one.
It was just fun. It was a one-off, but it's worth it's checking
an annual,
out.
Annual, is it?
No, it sounds like it would be.
Oh, okay, cool.
No. So just a standalone title, and it just something I fucking needed. I don't think I've allowed myself much happy. and that's all I fucking have for reviews. We have some time to kill.
So about 10 minutes.
We can talk a little bit. Okay. So yeah, that one made me feel good. Now it's going to sound odd. I listen to music every day, so going to work is probably the only time I've had to listen to music. I don't want to go to a deep dive yet where it's like going into his catalog and just feel and miss him. And whatever I hear on the radio has been eclectic, which I do listen to everything now. And leading up to, I did not want to feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't allow myself, like, when I got off of work Friday, when I got done helping out my sister yesterday, I didn't want to. Normally, I would have a few hours to kill in my day to just plug in, listen to fucking music, and I did not, dude. And I got fucking hammered last night.
You got wasted?
Yeah, I got pretty fucking tore up, dude. And it feels bad to be alone like that?
Fuck, bro.
I know. I did it to myself, though, and it's like, it was just one of those things where it was weird, and I know music always makes me feel good, and it just didn't feel like it would make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't listen to any music, just got hammered?
Yeah. I was sitting there, and
talked about you should have been talking to your homies the first half of the show. That's, you know, you gotta, you know, like you said in the beginning, you need to reach out and talk to people.
Well, okay. Honestly, I was holding on to it for the show. Like, I wanted, like, I wanted to express everything out here. That way, now I can allow myself just to enjoy some fucking music now.
Oh, okay.
Because without music, it's worse than listening to music.
So what did you listen to this morning on the way to work?
Normal KLOS and Kevin and Bean and fucking the...
Do you listen to any music on the way back?
Whatever was on fucking funny, Don't Speak was on fucking Jack FM.
Okay.
Fucking Gwen Stefani, fucking No Doubt. And you know what? Everything that's been playing has been heard. like Don't Speak, I'm like, you asshole, you left me.
Oh, man.
Do you want to talk about anything real quick? Because I need about 3 minutes, but that's towards the end, and then when you're ready to
plug in. I'm pretty good. Just keep talking while I plug it in.
All right, guys. I love doing this. It's therapeutic. It is a therapy session for me all the time, and it's good to talk about it, dude. I don't feel like a weirdo anymore, you know? I
feel like a weirdo.
I don't feel bad. I mean, you guys tell us all the time, you guys enjoy us. Like, we've had listeners tell us, like, I was having a rough day, and you guys talking made me laugh, and you guys turned my day around. So if this was a bummer-ish issue episode, I'm not even going to fucking apologize.
It wasn't a bummer, dude. This is an outlet for you and
our listeners
and too. Our listeners too. You know, if you have anything to say, go ahead and chat us up, and we'll try to help you as best we can. You know, we're here for you guys, and I know you guys are here for us. So
yeah, definitely, and we hear it a lot. So if you guys ever need anything, let us know. But we totally appreciate it. Thanks, Adam, all the time for everything, just for being here, dude. So this is Sweet Euphoria. This is off his Euphoria Morning album. This is his first solo album. And I miss him already, man. And it hurts.
It sucks, man.
And he could rock your face off with heavy music, with intense lyrics. And he could sing ballads. Have that voice.
Right.
All right, guys. That's all I got. Normally, I would say, share the fucking podcast. This one, I put myself too out there to the point where I don't want anyone to hear what emotions I'm.
It's normal, bro. It's something to be ashamed about. It's
you okay?
It's an outlet, and it's all good, man.
So, all right, guys. Share the fucking podcast. If you guys are feeling down, hopefully I can make you more depressed. You can find my boy Adam.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find us at Comic_Syndicate. One?
Yes.
On Twitter, you guys can find us at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Yeah, that's all I got, man. We will catch you guys next week. Subscribe to the podcast and iTunes, Stitcher. Adam, I love you, homie.
Thanks. Love you too, bro.
We'll catch you guys next week.
We'll end it with this song. Peace out.
Peace out. Stars light show candles. Warms my face, but I can't remember yours. Gone to your